There is approximately 2,700 people employed with about 2,000 vessels. Over the last 10 years, we've seen 24 people killed in the sea fishing sector. So in comparison to other sectors, it's extremely high. And it's an objective of the authority to focus on the areas of highest risk and try and put in place some kind of measures to reduce fatalities occurring.
So what would be involved in these kind of inspections? What can people expect to be carried out? Because as you're saying, when someone's line of work is so dangerous and the fatality rate is so high, what are kind of some methods that could be employed to try and curb this, or try and at least maybe understand it a bit more?
Yeah, so our team of inspectors this week and into next week will be out on the ground. They will be meeting skippers of fishing vessels. They'll be meeting the harbour masters and the local authority responsible people for managing ports and harbours in their areas as well. The engagement will be around raising awareness and the whole process of identifying hazards and documenting risk assessments and ensuring that any measures are communicated to the crew and they're aware of how they can prevent accidents. We know from the data that we have where the accidents are happening. So obviously Donegal, being one of the premier ports in the country in Killybegs, has a significant number of people killed over the last 10 years. There was 5 in Donegal fatalities, there was 5 in Cork, 4 in Galway, 5 in Wexford. So where you would expect the highest numbers or where the fatalities are occurring, the type of fatalities that are happening are falls from heights, access egress, obviously drownings. You have lone working, the man overboard, confined spaces, and the working with moving parts, ropes, pulleys, winches, etc. They're the cause of the fatality. So what we want to do is talk to the skippers and the crews, raise awareness around the guidance that's available, look at safety statements and risk assessments, look at the training that is being completed by the crews on the ground, talk about access and egress, emergency plans and procedures, look at slip, strips and falls, look at lifting equipment, look at pier safety as well, and look at any chemicals, biological agents and confined space entry. So they're the kind of focus areas for our team on the ground. It'll be very much in a kind of advisory capacity with some enforcement action, be that verbal advice or a report of inspection. We want to engage with the sector, we want to engage with all the stakeholders and raise awareness on what's causing these fatal accidents and try and prevent them before they leave the pier or the harbour that they've planned in place.